These three are all pros. Two are on opposite ends of the fierce Green Bay-Chicago rivalry. Off the gridiron and into the ring, one would gain the other's respect in the WCW's Black and Blue Division. WCW or NWO. Piper is a true icon in the sport. The Nature Boy has defined excellence in World Championship Wrestling. Wildcard Kevin Green will aid in carrying the rich WCW tradition. The Outsiders and Six have hurled a barrage of insults in the direction of the veterans. The NWO is on a campaign to replace honor with disgrace. This triple threat will engage forces as WCW faces the NWO at Slamboree.
Everyone, it's WCW Slamboree 1997. Actually, May 18th, 1997 to be exact. I'm Cav Manning along with my cohort, Mr. Billy Body.
Yo, yo.
And this is in our line of Back to the Monday Night War, and we have made it to WCW's pay-per-view time. A lot was going on in here because it was a big football extravaganza, and we got the return of Ric Flair from since Halloween Havoc. That's how long he's been out.
That was originally how this was built up, and then got all those other stuff added to it.
So you heard the open, and it's very much it's weird because like Hogan has that contract to where he'll do certain amount of pay-per-views only. So it's like, ah, this one's not good enough. I'm not going to that. And the world champion is not on a fucking pay-per-view. So they kind of got to work shit around things, you know? So we will start this match with William Regal versus the Ultimate Dragon. And this is for the TV title. And it's very odd. They make a point of saying we're not calling him Lord Steven Regal anymore because he wants to get back to being a fucking, you know, bruiser and shit like that.
Right.
So he's not going to be Mr. fucking, you know, peace sign, Mr. England. He's just going to be a fucking, I guess this is kind of a semi-repackage, just not calling him Lord.
I don't know why he was called that anyway.
I guess it's just because that's an English thing and he's a fucking Lord.
It's not an English thing that I know about.
Yeah, what is a lord then? Over here, we all assume it's an English thing. Lord of the manor.
Yeah, that's like the lord of a manor where they have like lords of certain areas, like lord of this or lord of that. But
there you go.
I don't really hear, but it's not really done anymore.
Hmm. Because I guess that'd be kind of like duke, duchess, lord, all that kind of shit.
Duke and Duchess are royalty. I'll look it up now.
I thought Lord would be kind of almost like a sir. You're assigned. You're, you know, knighted. So I'll go through. Sonny Ono gets like pissed off with the dragon. He gets aggravated by him because he wants to help cheat. And all of a sudden, the dragon's like, "No, no, let me do this on my own," which is like, what is that? So Sonny turns into fucking Mr. Karate. And I'm like, fuck, he actually does know this karate shit. He's doing spin kicks and shit, and he fucking nails Dragon. And he throws his ass back in the fucking ring. And Regal pins him and wins the TV title back. After that, we get Luna Vachon versus Medusa. Is it me or is Medusa awful? I would say awful, but just fucking, I don't care. Like, nothing special.
I don't know. Like, I'm more sexually attracted to her than I've ever been before. Like, I mean,
well, she's got porno tits.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was never into, like, Alondra Bays, but now, like, no, she's got more than porno tits. She's got a great body. And like,
but they're from the neck up is a problem.
No, it's not a big problem. There's worse problems in WWE right now.
Well, you enjoy, you know, Charlotte. So.
Yeah, but she's like that. She's like Charlotte, but not as much, but not as muscular. I think like Medusa's slightly better and like more for everybody. But also, both of them have better faces than Billie Kay, Bayley, Sasha. I mean, they're both better looking and more sexual than Billie Kay and Sasha Banks and Bayley.
I'll take Sasha out of that group, though. I've always said my running joke is Sasha Banks is almost really good looking. Something's wrong. Something's a little off. But
yeah, it's all fake. Like, it's all really, really, really fake. Like, she doesn't even have, like, the fake tits. Like, but it's weird, like, where women have, like, oh, they got fake tits or plastic this. Mm-hmm. Like, she's got bits of her hair put in. She's caked in, like, makeup by a makeup artist who like does her up every day. Like, so I mean,
well, that's normal life for fucking women, but she doesn't have any like work done.
But her husband's a makeup artist that's done her every day. Yeah, but that's what I mean. She doesn't have like any of the good work. She's just a really ugly girl who's done up like properly. Like from a weave to everything. Like, she's, I mean, if you've got the tits, then I can live with that, or you get like surgeries done to this, that, or the other, but she's just a real ugly girl with no tits.
You notice none of them have hips.
In what sense?
Like, they don't have hips. They don't have that shape where they, you know, have the sides. The bottom, you know, shoots out. They're very straight, like young boys.
But women don't have those hips, though.
Women like, all have hips. That's what women have, hips. Where they could
fat men put weight around their hips like women don't.
No,
fat.
Like a pair of hips, like your fucking bones, like they're shaped differently. Like women have, like when you make the hourglass figure and you go, ooh, look at that girl, like the old school days, and you make an hourglass looking figure.
I can't say I've noticed. So you're saying like they haven't got anybody there who's like got that new body like Kim Kardashian? And
well, not like, even like, ass wise. I'm saying if you're looking at them from the front, they don't have a fucking where it goes in with the waist and then shoots out, like where they say Playboy, they say their numbers 36, 24, 36. They don't have that fucking 36 at the bottom. They don't have wide at all.
I have to say, I've never looked at any woman this closely. Like, to be honest, to even know what you're talking about.
Jesus.
I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. You don't notice the shape of women?
No.
Okay. So, you know, you notice Nia has a big lot of hips.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're doing doggy with somebody, you're grabbing them by the hips, right? You're grabbing that fucking that spot that's sticking out from the sides.
Yeah,
that's
but I've not noticed it on these women, like that they don't do or don't have to.
Oh, I noticed that they're just straight. Like, Sasha has that boy body where she's very fucking straight. There's nothing like if she's standing facing you, there is just, it's a straight up and down from the sides. That's what I notice. I mean, Bayley got a big fat ass on her, of course. It's funny because she's got that face, as we know. And my buddy's wife saw her in San Jose, like at Christmas. And she didn't watch wrestling, but she goes, hey, I think that fucking girl from San Jose was at the Christmas park. And she go, and my buddy goes, well, how do you know? He goes, she had that fucking weird mouth. I'm like, hey, that's her. She's got that crooked fucking mouth. All right. So on to this. Medusa wins this match. And it's funny because apparently that Hokuto chick has given up the belt, but they don't acknowledge that. And she's still trying to get a rematch, but officially she's actually the champion, but they don't acknowledge that either. It's a really fucking odd thing I heard on 83 Weeks when they went over this, actually. So after this, here is your clip, and it is Mean Gene out there talking, and Macho Man just shows up, and he grabs a microphone and starts talking, and then DDP shows up. And if you listen, when Macho Man's trying to get a hold of DDP and he wants to get in there, the NWO are stopping him, and he calls Vincent Virgil. He tells him, get out of my way, and he calls him Virgil. Have a listen.
All right. Thanks a lot to Lee Marshall. And right now, we take you to Gene Okerlund.
Tony Schiavone, I thank you very much. Medusa heading back to the locker room area. Wow, very attractive indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the hotline, some very exciting news. There is an interim change in talent coordination at World Championship Wrestling. We have got the inside details exclusively tonight on the hotline. Plus, may somebody be leaving World Championship Wrestling. All of that and more. Join Jeff Katz, Mark Madden, myself tonight on the WCW Hotline, and results shortly after 10 o'clock Eastern Time at 1-900-999-9900. What? The second. What is that?
Oh, that's the NWO music.
Get rid of that music.
You better turn around.
Daddy, I'm not talking to you. Hey.
Watch out, Gene. Get out of there.
Ow. Ow. Ow, right up.
Wow. NWO already making its presence known, my friend.
Wow.
Brain, you know as well as I do, he would have pushed opening right out.
Should have.
The Macho Man, Miss Elizabeth, this is certainly unscheduled. He's not even supposed to wrestle here.
And he's taking the microphone away from Okerlund, so he's going to have something to say.
Yeah, he's going to have a filibuster out here, I guarantee it. I imagine Dallas Page might be on this man's mind right here.
I would think so.
But once again, the NWO started early. Here they are, baby.
There you see the NWO fans here, and there is the Macho Man, member of the New World Order, where later on here tonight, the trio of the Outsiders and Six get, finally, I guess if you're an NWO fan, to try to stuff tradition.
Ooh, yeah!
So what's going to happen here?
The center of the universe is the Outsiders plus Six, the Wolf Pack, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Buff Bagwell, Scott Norton, Eric Bischoff. No, not DDP. He doesn't want to feel the madness anymore. Diamond Dallas Page does not want any part of the Macho Man anymore.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I would beg to differ.
Yeah.
He's got a crutch in his hand.
And he's got the crutch they used on him.
That's exactly what he's got. That's exactly what he has in his hands.
Let's get it on right here and right now.
Here's the deal.
He doesn't see him.
Here's the deal right here, brother.
The deal is you better run. And that's what he's done.
Wow.
Notice Eric Bischoff has come out. Notice how easy it is for him to back up.
Savage.
When it's one-on-one.
Where are you going? I'm right over here.
Eric is calling out the troops.
Uh-oh.
The goon squad is here.
I thought you said you wanted to feel the madness. What's the deal? Your good buddy Hulk Hogan ain't here to sneak up behind me? Huh? You don't want to feel the madness now?
Well, yeah.
I didn't think so.
No, we all want to feel it.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Look what's happening right here. One man is standing in that ring.
Wait a minute.
And he's backed up the NWO.
I got it. You must have a previous engagement. Now, I know it ain't with Kimberly. I doubt if it's even with Liz.
Oh, my.
Yes, go ahead and bring it out in the street.
You probably got to go to Hogan's house so you can wash his car and kiss his ass.
Oh, baby!
My goodness. How many times have we thought that?
Call it like you see it, DDP.
I'd rather wash the car.
Oh.
He don't need to say nothing else.
But this is amazing.
To the side.
Oh, Diamond Dallas has backed up everyone.
To the side. Virgil, to the side, brother. I'm going to go take care of business. Eric Bischoff, me and you that are ups and downs, Randy. Brother. Tell me something I don't know, brother. I'm talking everything right now, brother.
We're going to have an impromptu match here.
This is what it should be. This is what it should be.
A bonus match, if you will, here at Slammery Live. Savage is making a mistake. Don't fight their battle. Make him fight your battle.
That's
I'm
his
not
own
sticking
battle.
Up for the NWO. I'm
yes,
just saying.
No, yes, you are.
Yes, I'm not. I'm just saying what Savage should do.
All right, stop coaching and...
Fuck coach. I can do whatever I want. Freedom of speech. I'm a broadcast journalist.
And you're employed by WCW, Big Mac.
Well, here we go. He is holding that cane. That crutch that was used on him, and he's got it. Let's go ahead and do this thing. There you go.
Here we go.
He went in there.
Ripping, baby.
Oh, he's got Bischoff!
Oh man,
the big man.
Right to the kidney. Right to the kidney.
Scott Norton is there. And there Scott Norton unveils the injury.
Rim.
Yes, sir. They knew he had it. That's why they went for it.
Here he comes back, Tony.
They're going to cripple him. They're going to try to cripple this man.
The number's just too great for him here, guys.
Oh, yes. I feel it coming. There's a rumble coming in the building. The building is shaking.
The giant has come to the aid of Diamond Dallas Page.
And the NWO are running like cheap pantyhose.
I like it.
Holding Page back. And if you think this is over, you are sadly mistaken. Between these two men,
it's just starting.
It's just begun.
All right, so Macho Man and DDP, they brawl. The NWO shows up, and then the Giant shows up to save DDP. After this, we get Mysterio versus a Japanese guy that we've never seen. This is a pay-per-view match. I was annoyed.
Right.
I was annoyed.
Well, I mean, the crew, like, in their defense, they can do this with cruiserweights because they're always reintroducing them. Same with the women as well. They got no real division here. No, this is exempt, I would say.
See, what bothers me is they have a lot of cruiserweight guys. And I don't. The problem with me is the first time you see a guy without ever being announced or anything like that is a match pay-per-view, you have no interest. You have no vested interest in it at all. So I'm like, I don't care who this guy. I don't know who this guy is. If he showed up on fucking Nitro two times before this and got into some shit or had just squash matches with someone, then I could say, okay, this will be an interesting match to see. But you don't know what... anything about him, so I don't really care. After this, you get Mortis versus Glacier, and this big rivalry. Wrath shows up, and
hold on, I got this as a third storyline on the show.
Yeah, well, they seem to be doing something, but I'm like I said, I have a problem with Mortis not playing his character. That's what bothers me with him. So Glacier wins this because Wrath shows up and is DQ'd with this. He uses the Mortis staff to the back of the head. 2 minutes into the match. This is some rivalry. 2 minutes in and Wrath shows up and jumps in. No sense. Ernest Miller then shows up for the first time he's ever seen. And he fucking karate kicks one of them and knocks him the fuck out. And apparently the whole thing backstage is the guys told him, kick me for real. And he was like, that's crazy. Because the guy's a real fucking, you know, Mr. Black Belt guy. He goes, nah, your debut, people shit on you if it looks like shit. So you need to just kick me. So he fucking kills the person. Jeff Jarrett versus Dean Malenko for the
where did
US.
Where did you get that information from?
You have not listened to the Bischoff show. They did Slammery this last week, which I was like, oh, good. I could get some good notes about behind-scenes type of shit here. Like I said, Jeff Jarrett versus Dean Malenko for the U.S. title. Mongo comes out to take Deborah away during this match instead of helping him. He goes, come on, I have a match to get ready to for. And Malenko puts him in the clover leaf and wins this match. Still U.S. champion, Dean Malenko. Any thoughts on this, or who cares?
No, it doesn't matter.
The next one, I think you'll have some thoughts.
I mean, it does matter, but Liz, I can't add to the finish is what I'm saying. Like that was the finish that you just described. But yeah.
There'll be more to say about that later on when something else happens. This match, I think you'll
have... Oh, a lot happens with this.
Yeah. Later here, you'll have an opinion on this one because it's a death match, which I don't know what that entails. And it is Ming versus Chris Benoit. They say winner is only
when... Oh, my God.
Only when one can't continue. I mean, these are two tough guys. I mean, one killed his wife. And and the other and lived with her for 2 days. I mean, Christ, fucking.
He was like holding her, talking to her and stuff. You know, like she's dead.
I mean, that's a tough guy. You live with a dead body for 2 days. I don't care who you are. You're fucking tough. Because I'd be afraid to get up in the middle of the night to go pee because there's a dead body. Forget it.
What I'm saying is, you think he was holding it, going, "I'm so sorry."
Oh, I bet you anything, because we've seen him sob from the Eddie thing, like hysterically. So,
yeah, like please wake up.
I wonder. Do you think his brain came back? Because apparently this was in a craziness state, and he fucking wigged out. And then do you think after hours he goes, "Oh my God, I am fucked."
Didn't he kill his son like the next day? Though, like they have like evidence to say that like
I don't know who was first.
Oh, hear her, because he killed her in a rage.
Was that what they say in a rage? He fucking gotten pissed off and but she was like taped up too. He taped her legs and feet together or something, like a hog.
I don't know.
We should look into this.
It is the best thing that happened in wrestling, so we need to.
It is something. We should have a special on it. I still enjoy the Titantron where it's all the police stuff.
You know, it is. It is the thing that like a lot, most like people ask me about.
Oh, it's madness. There's somebody murdered their family out of the blue. It was like, what? I remember hearing this. I remember where I was at work, and I was
fuck? Honestly, if we had more of this, like if we had another one of these, people might come back and start watching wrestling just to see like just might give it some attention.
Tell Drew to sacrifice his life for this and kill his wife.
See, I don't think he'd be the one because it needs. He doesn't have any children either. Plus,
forget it.
It wouldn't be as big a surprise. I think like Titus O'Neil would be a good one.
Oh, that would be a real good one. Titus kills his whole family after being voted Father of the Year. Oh my God!
With a gun as well.
Oh, everything just wrong. While he wear a KKK mask, he did all this.
Yeah, he shoots them all.
You know, we wanted the WWE guys to listen to these shows. Maybe not. All right, moving on.
No, you can't move on. You missed out. Like, I've got notes
here. I'm still doing this match, moving on in the match, right, because we have the end. Right. So there's a flying headbutt here, and Ming catches him by the throat for his little tongue and death grip and fucking chokes him to the ground, and Chris tells old Nancy, don't get involved, because she gets up on the apron. And win fucking clean, passes out, choked out, fucking Haku just beat Chris Benoit.
All right, so you don't have what I have here.
Go ahead.
The commentators had to cover up for the referee not knowing the rules to the deathmatch, right? And constantly they were going, we don't know why he's counting there. It must be he's doing it out of habit. And then the commentators, and then Dusty Rhodes going, hey, I don't know why he's breaking on the ropes there because it's a death match.
They're counting pins.
Dusty, but they were going like, he's probably doing it from muscle memory there, Dust. And Dusty's going, well, he should be doing that. He goes, someone did tell Nick Patrick the rules. He's going, come on. He goes, you don't have to break for the rope. It's a death match. And Dusty Rhodes is just like, yeah, we know they're like, the commentator's like, yeah, Dust, we know he's fucking up the whole match. Like, somehow.
Don't point it out.
Somehow, like, WCW have not told the referee what the match is, like, at all. And they're going for, like, pins, and they're like, and he's counting them, and then, like, they're getting to the ropes, and he's breaking them, and he's going, what? He's giving them the five count, and it's like, and they're breaking, wow. And it's like, what? And Dusty Rhodes is pointing it all out. It's brilliant. Like, it almost, like, it actually ruined the match, like, because it was actually a better match. It was actually a good match because they, like, beat the shit out of each other because they're those two tough guys. But all I was listening to was, like, him just going, yeah, the referee don't know what he's doing the whole time. Like, just pointing out every, and it was like, each time, it's like, he shouldn't be counting to five. He doesn't need to break it on the ropes. Why is he counting? And he was counting them outside the ring as well. Like, they need to get in by 10. Like, he did everything wrong. He just officiated it like a straight up.
Was it Nick Patrick? Or do you know?
I can't remember. I didn't write that bit down.
If it's Nick Patrick, it's even crazier because of what happens about, you know, that he's suspended still.
I just wrote down, like, referee fucked up the whole match. Like, rope breaks, count outs.
I think it might be that Mickey J.
I'm certainly counts a pin in this as well, but I haven't written that down.
After this, we get the Steiners versus Hugh Morris and Conan. Conan turns on Hugh Morris after this match. He becomes a bad guy still, and I think Hugh Morris though is still a bad guy. I don't know. Steiner brothers win this match. Now we have the match. I sat down to watch this one because I said, let's see how fucking awful this really could be. And it is Mongo versus Reggie White. You know you're in big trouble when the person who is in charge of the match is Mongo. He has to be the one shouting out orders because he's the veteran here. Gilbert Brown, who I completely forgot about, shows up. I go, I remember this fat bastard for real football. I go, this motherfucker, he shows up to help because Mongo say he going to leave. And always with the, you know, running away with the briefcase or whatever. So Double J shows up eventually. And you get Mongo, who's going to El Kabong Reggie White with the briefcase. And Gilbert takes it away from him. And Deborah does the whole, she gets up on the apron and she, oh, my ankle hurts. And like a moron, Reggie White's trying to help her the whole time. He's kneeled down in the corner. So when Double J shows up, he throws the briefcase into Mongo, who El Kabongs Reggie White. And then gets the fucking pin. It's so funny when like Reggie White does his like splash. It's just really bad. Like he runs, stops, and then jumps and splashes, and it's just fucking dog pit. Like his clotheslines are even terrible. But my whole thing is, well, why would Double J come out to help him after he kind of just fucked him over and took away Deborah before his match?
Yeah. One thing I remember here, like it's just come to me. This week I watched a video on YouTube, but I was just like YouTubing from video to video. I think I sent a couple out in the group. And one came out about this. He was like going, Ric Flair was like going originally, like, he goes, I got nothing against him. He goes, but Kevin Green was paid more for this one match on his pay per view than I was paid.
Oh my God.
For the whole year. He goes, but I really liked Kevin Green. And he goes, one time I was backstage and, they were saying Scott Hall called him a rookie. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, good luck tonight, rookie, for the match. And he goes, those guys could be arseholes. He goes, but they sold for the match. They sold in this match for him, and they all put everybody over. Spoiler for the end. But then he said, Kevin Green didn't know, like, you know, insider terms and all that. I mean, rookies, that's not really an insider term. He goes, they kept saying stuff to him the whole day. And he goes, are they making fun of me? He goes, are they mocking me? He goes, no, I don't think so. He goes, look, if anyone mocks me, tell me. He goes, especially that, I don't like that Hall guy. I mean, he goes, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. And Ric Flair was like certain. He goes, Kevin Green was a legit tough guy. He said he knew he could beat up Hall and Nash, definitely Hall. And he said, but Mongo was there the whole time, and people did say shit to him constantly, and he just said he didn't care. He said Mongo was just there. He said he was completely checked out the entire time. He said he didn't want to learn anything. He goes, he was a football guy. He goes, he was obviously a football guy. He was obviously a tough guy at one point. But he said when he was there, he was just having fun and making money. Yep. And he didn't give a shit about winning or losing or what anybody was saying or his spot or anything like that. He was literally, he was on holiday.
Oh, I can imagine. Totally. This is free money. Fuck it.
I'll try and dig that video out because it's good because he was saying like that Kevin Green wanted to just like, he just hated Scott Hall. He felt like he was mocking him the whole time and Ric Flair had stopped him from beating him up a few times.
Well, apparently Kevin Green was a giant Flair fan and that's why he has to like be with him and shit like that. Because remember, he was against him in a storyline a while ago, but he's like, he wanted to be with him. So that brings us to our main event actually, and it is Hall, Nash, and Six versus Kevin Green, Roddy Piper, and Flair. There's new tag team belts now. They because of that one that broke off the side.
Have you missed the match?
No. What am I missing?
I just didn't know that we got. To, I thought there was something with Randy Savage on the show.
That we did that, and we played the clip with Randy Savage.
Oh right.
Yes. So. We have the new tag belts because the Steiners broke the other ones. The crowd is chanting faggot to Six the whole time. Piper is told.
See how good like wrestling was.
Oh just, yeah, just, sure.
Just society in general, like when we didn't have to accept everything.
You know,
and in a man, when a man dressed up as a woman, we could laugh at them or beat them up or something.
Well, that's why people are going to have to continue to listen to the Monday Night Wars because of just what the king says in the next couple weeks. So during this match, there's, you know, it's getting toward the end and Piper makes a tag to get in and the ref doesn't see it. So the ref tells Piper to get out of the ring. Piper just punches the referee in the face. Where's the DQ?
I've seen a load of stuff where there's like no DQs in loads of matches and these pay-per-views have gone ahead. So, I mean, this is nothing.
So, the way this match finishes, there's a figure four on Hall. There is a sleeper then put on, I believe it's on Nash. And then there's a power slam on Six by fucking Green. And so they all say, okay, now it's all at the same time. They all win at the same time. And Nick Patrick's the one who runs in to do the count because he's, you know, pro WCW again. And that's how this whole thing goes off the air. It's a pin by Kevin Green plus a give up plus a pass out. And that's how this pay-per-view ends. And the interesting thing is there was actually talk about having Kevin Green turn and go NWO. But Kevin Green said no. He didn't want to. He didn't want to turn in the hometown of Charlotte. And he just jerked off to Ric Flair and didn't want to turn too. So that's your slamboree. Any thoughts on this main event? I mean, talk about all three football players, for God's sake. I mean, it was good for publicity for them because I was like, fuck, when they had these people, I was pissed.
Well, I mean, who they're going to get in 2 months' time? Like, that's a bigger deal. But, I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I get, for me, I was surprised at what they pulled out. I mean, even that Mongo's match isn't, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. it ain't good. But, I mean, they got away with it. Weird finish when you do that Jared helping finish and then the Mongo finish on the same card. It's like, what did you help him for? He
left you in the dry.
Yeah, you're in the whatever Malenko's finisher
yeah,
is, and
the cloverleaf.
But I think it's weird. Even in that sense, it's like the whole match is happening, and then he takes Deborah away, and then he loses like 2 minutes later. Stuff like that. It's like kind of you can string it out a bit longer, but. I mean, Jeff Jarrett just looked terrible in his company. It makes you wonder why he left.
Yeah, I guess I'm sure they just paid him a boatload. I think that's what it always comes down to. So, tune in tomorrow for the fallout from Slambury, and also what's going on with WWE on Raw and what they will counter with. You have been listening to Back to the Monday Night War series. I'm Cav Manning. He's Billy Body. We're out of time.